Okay, thank you, Anusha. And now we can get on to the next bit, which is the meditation. So please, again, sit down, relax, and let's get started here. Such a nice thing to be able to just take some time out every now and again, at least once a week, preferably more often, just to relax and to reset the mind and reset the body a little bit, get things back into balance, let go of the world and kind of focus on the spiritual path instead of all the worldly things that we have to focus on in daily life. And how nice it is to be able to do that, just to fall back, come back to peace, come back to these things that are so essential for human well-being. So enjoy yourself, relax, find that balance in the body where you are at ease, you no longer lose some of that tension and stress from the daily life, and allow things to calm down. And one of the tricks for allowing things to calm down is just to be patient, just to sit back, just to be that passenger on the train rather than the driver in the driver's seat. And for the meditation to work, it is so important to get the perception right. And the kind of perception that works is a perception that you come here to relax. Just to relax and enjoy and sit back and allow things to be. As long as you think of this as meditation practice, you may think of it as something to do. But there's nothing really to do. It is allowing things to be. And by allow things to be, you allow mindfulness to arise and energy to come back into the mind. meditation is like a shift of your identity from doing to knowing. And notice how, as you become more still, you identify with the mere knowing of the things around you. And just feel how delightful it is not to have to do anything, just to be aware of things coming and then going again. And have that knowing, and have that knowing with a sense of care and kindness, and then you're on the right track. What a wonderful thing it is that we have a place such as Dhammaloka right here in Perth, with so many people dedicated to the Buddhist practice, both lay people and monastics. It is so rare to find a jewel like this in the world. See if you can have a sense of gratitude for this remarkable opportunity. And we are now coming close to the end of this meditation. Before we come to the very end, ask yourself, how do you feel now? And if you feel more peaceful, if you feel more at ease, if you feel more gentle inside, ask yourself why that is the case. How has this come about?